open lines. Alan, where are you going to take us?
I saw a UFO when I was about 9 years old. My mother was taking me from a Cub Scout meeting. And when we were driving out of the meeting, in it was in Bethel, Connecticut.
Okay.
And we saw a man pointing up, and we thought, gee, you know, he must be, you know, kind of crazy. Well, we looked up, and we saw a UFO. And it didn't make any sound. At first, we thought it was an airplane.
Right.
And it didn't make any sound. It just went overhead. So the next day in the newspaper, I think it was the Danbury News Times, we read about the sheriff. He called his son. He had been playing some sort of game of some sort. And he called his son, and his son on his telescope watched this UFO going, you know, overhead. And we still have the article, but the thing about it is, when we went to the newspaper place to get another copy, it wasn't in the newspaper. And when we went to the library to look in their, what do they call it, microfilm?
Yeah, microfiche, right?
Yeah, and there was no record of it.
So they had issued another version of that newspaper, songs the article, and quickly made the whole thing disappear, huh? Well,
yeah.
it wouldn't be the first time that somebody's reputation was on the line, thought about it, thought better of it, and used whatever, you know, power they had to leverage a local media to drop a story or to cover it up. So,
just one thing. The thing about it is that when I went to the meeting, other people pulled over, saw the guy looking up, and I would say there were maybe 30, 40 people there, and they saw it too. Everybody saw it.
Oh, I'm certainly not saying it didn't happen. Well, thanks. I appreciate that. You're not the only one, I'm sure, that recognized the discrepancy between the fact that the paper had it and then suddenly they didn't, and that the permanent record of that is expunged, except for the piece that you have, which you should hold on to just in case. Anna, where are you going to take us?
Hi, I'm calling from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
You got a little flood in there, haven't you?
It's been bad in places where we're located. The Lord is good. We're on a 400-year floodplain, so we're high and dry. But there are a lot of people who are a lot less fortunate, and we're praying for them and doing what we can to help.
Good.
I'm calling because I have a 13-year-old grandson who, since he was about 2 years old, has been giving us clues that he's psychically gifted. And what I have tonight is a ghost story. His father's an electrical contractor, and they were working on remodeling an old theater to reopen it, and he took him along on the job one day. Well, first of all, none of the contractors working on the job felt good when they were working in a certain area of the basement. They all had the heebie-jeebies. So one day he took my grandson along to kind of, you know, help daddy go for and whatever. You know, that makes a kid feel good. This was about 2 years ago.
Right.
And he needed a tool. And my grandson said, maybe the guy in the next room has one. And, of course, my son-in-law hadn't seen the guy in the next room. And he told him there was nobody there, just go to the truck and get it. So anyway, my grandson insisted there was a man there. Long story short, we ended up looking, and he said he was on the job, quote unquote, which means working.
Right.
So long and short, we ended up looking it up on the internet, and here there's a listing, haunted places in Pennsylvania, that theater is on the list. There was a man who owned it, and when it had been going downhill, he hung himself in that particular room in the basement where my grandson saw him.
Wow. How old was your grandson?
11 at the time.
And yet other men there were having a creepy feeling in that area.
But they couldn't see him.
Right, but your
grandson could see him.
Very interesting. Well, keep an eye on that boy. Then that's a gift, and that could be worthy of more phone calls in the future on Open Lines on Coast to Coast AM. Have a great night.